Yeah, I don't know. So, like, I was naked. How am I supposed to know he's homeless? You know, we're standing there, but it's not like there's a right way or wrong way to go about harvesting organs.
Yeah, I mean, just everyday life, man. I don't know what else you're supposed to do, you know? Just kind of...
You needed money. I don't blame you.
Take it and run with it.
I mean, yeah.
Really. It's a kidney. He's got two of them.
Apparently, targeting homeless people is a cruel thing to do. I don't know. I don't get it.
Oh, shit. Hey, guys, we're recording. Hey, so, you guys, welcome to another episode of Tech, Games, and Brews. Fresh. Today, we're sipping on some Tivoli Brewing Company.
Tivoli.
I'm sipping on some Hefeweizen.
Got some Hell's Lager, or Hella's Lager.
I have the Better Day IPA.
Which is funny because, you know, chasing down homeless people is not really a better day, I would say. I've had better days than that.
Not for the homeless people.
But it was a pretty good day for you.
It was very profitable. You could say that.
But in no way, shape, or form is this podcast sponsored by this brewing company. But if there's a brewing company out there like New Belgium or Odell's that would like to sponsor these podcasts, feel free to reach us at techbrewsandgames@gmail.com.
No, techbrewsgames.
Fuck.
Tech Brews Games.
Techbrewsgames.
With an S. @gmail.com.
Games with an S at gmail.com. Shoot us an email. We would love to work with you. Anyways, today, we're going to be talking about a little bit of tech. COVID sucks, man. This is just 2020 was supposed to be the year. It was the year where Cinco de Mayo landed on a Taco Tuesday, where Christmas and New Year's landed on like a Thursday or a Friday. There were all these holidays that were perfectly lined out, and what happened? 2020, just Australia was on fire, Colorado was on fire, California COVID happened,
Oregon.
Kobe Bryant passed away, Oregon, just kind of like, I don't know, chain of events. It screwed up everything, and at first we all just kind of thought like, oh, it's a pandemic. Well, I don't know, we'll work our way through this. What bad could happen? Next thing you know, like... stuff that I didn't even think would happen. All of a sudden, our computer parts were backordered. Video games were delayed. Like, even if you thought, like, oh, I could sit at home happy playing video games all year long. That's not a problem. Nope. You are shit out of luck, my friend. Because everything's backordered. Everything is delayed. Everything is just being pushed back. You're stuck at home playing your Pornhub video games. This game won't make you last more than 30 seconds. Just kidding. Maybe that's not
you. I lasted 45.
Joke's on you.
Joke's on you, sucker. So, but otherwise, I mean, I don't know. Whatever. And now, we want to give you guys the latest update when it comes to 30 series graphics cards, the CPUs, where the world is at, where the games are at, all that kind of stuff. So, we're going to start out with the 30 series graphics cards. Now,
they're still on super back order.
You're still screwed. Thanks for joining us on this podcast.
See you next week.
Well, we tell you the same thing.
Where we tell you the same thing for the next 3 months. So, 30 series graphics cards, they're still backordered. It's still impossible to get a hold of them. I don't know what else to tell you guys. They have the 3090s, the 3080s, the 3070s, the 3060s, the 3060 Ti's. Everything is still backordered. I check on a daily process schedule. Like, they're not in Best Buy, they're not at Micro Center, they're not at Newegg, they're not at Amazon, they're not at B&H, they're not at, like, I mean, literally anywhere, you guys.
Nowhere.
And it's just because of COVID. I don't know.
I check, you know, I'm trying to build a computer for my sister right now, and I check Micro Center here in Denver every day, and, you know, they stock Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays, and you're lucky to find two tops for the week. You know, you log on and it just says limited availability. So one day I drove to Micro Center and there's 25, 30 people waiting outside.
That's ridiculous.
For perhaps one, maybe two 3070s.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, if you're lucky. There might be one that somebody returned.
It's insane. And so I just want to set this clear. So I did use, and by no way is this podcast sponsored by them, but I used this app called HotStock. And I signed up, and basically when you sign up for HotStock, you can link to your account whatever it is that you are trying to basically find by retailer. So I opened up this HotStock app, I linked the 3060 Ti to it, and then it basically would send me a notification every single time that either Best Buy, Newegg, or Amazon had it in stock. And so there was one day, I was sitting at work, and all of a sudden I got this notification. I just happened to have been on my phone texting someone, and all of a sudden this app came up, or this notification came up, said that Best Buy had a 3060 Ti. I immediately put in an order as quick as I humanly possibly could, and I magically got a 3060 Ti. No idea how it happened, because this stuff is still so incredibly back-ordered, but for those of you out there that are looking for this equipment, personally, I would recommend using the HotStock app, because it truly did work for me, and now I actually have a 30 series graphics card. So what we are hearing from NVIDIA, though, is that right now they are still very back-ordered, and we're kind of running into two issues here. Issue one, COVID. Production is low. They just can't meet the demands. They have people, workers that are out sick. It's not even them, where they get like their processors from, or their cover parts from. Like, all that stuff is just kind of, it's not just like one factory that's low. We're talking like multiple factories that kind of all come together to build these GPUs that are just like low on products, low on human, you know, manufacturing power. And it's causing this issue.
Well, I feel like more of the problem is, I mean, it seems like 2020 and early 2021 has been the year for the scalpers. Yes. I'm looking around online right now, and the first NVIDIA GeForce 3060 Ti found for sale is on sale for $1,350.
What? Wait. How much? No.
So just some pocket change.
Yeah.
Just now announced. Anyone that's looking for a 3060 Ti, there's a brand new one sitting at my house in Castle Rock for $1,300. If anyone wants to purchase it, feel free to reach me at techbrewsandgames@gmail.com. Anyways, what's the other issue besides manufacturing?
Well, you got a big issue with people buying them for cryptocurrency, for mining cryptocurrency. You know, when you get these Best Buy, you get Newegg, you get Amazon, they're not regulating how many people are buying. There's people buying 4, 5, 6 each when they show up, and they're gone in an instant. Where you have companies like Micro Center who will only sell them in person, and they only sell one per person at MSRP. But, you know, so you got miners and stuff who are hogging what is available.
And this would totally make sense because, you know, actually I do a lot of trading when it comes to cryptocurrency, and I own a little bit of, what is it, Ethereum, whatever, Dogecoin. I own a little bit of Bitcoin. And recently, Bitcoin has absolutely taken off, you guys. I mean, it's insane.
It's been taken off for years.
Yeah, but I mean, it really
kind
took
of
off
dropped
recently.
Back in, you know, winter of 2018, 2019.
Yeah.
And it's skyrocketed again.
But then ever since the 30 series graphics cards came out, these things, I mean, seriously, like Bitcoin absolutely took off.
Yeah,
I even
Bitcoin's at $57,000.
I know. Dude, I bought it when it was at 38. And even that's insane. Like, I can't even believe the people that bought it for like under $1,000. It's whatever. Anyways, it's off topic, but no, these graphics cards are definitely being purchased not just for video gamers, but for cryptocurrency people, which I think really upsets NVIDIA, because NVIDIA has actually released articles saying that they are going to release software that is going to prohibit cryptocurrency miners from being able to utilize these graphic cards now, where they're going to install the software, it's going to be able to detect when people are utilizing their graphics cards for cryptocurrency mining, and it is going to immediately shut down half of the graphics card. So then that way it pretty much renders the graphics card completely useless, and you're going to spend more money just trying to power this graphics card than your actual revenue off of mining cryptocurrency. OptiSyncs.
So NVIDIA actually a couple of days ago, I mean, today's date is February 21st, so this was, the 18th? They announced a new line of graphic cards that are essentially in the same line as, like, the 3000 series, but they're specifically for cryptocurrency mining.
Yeah.
And they're, like, lower voltage cores, and like they have a higher frequency, so it should be better for people that are specifically looking to buy these for cryptocurrency mining. So I mean, maybe that will at least help the stock for people that are trying to buy it for gaming. But
EVGA has a line of, you know, mining branded power supplies that are meant just for the miners, so that's something hopefully we see in the future where they're, you know, branding stuff towards cryptocurrency miners versus gamers. That way we have supply for us who, you know, we just want to play games. We're not out here to mine.
I just want to play my porn games. Come on.
To make me last 30 seconds.
Maybe 45.
Maybe 45. Yeah, and that's where it's like, I don't know, they have been making the hardware that is, you know, dedicated to mining cryptocurrency, but it's nice to see that, like, the larger manufacturers now are, you know, taking a hand and putting down their foot and just saying, you know, we're kind of done with this. You know, we're gonna create our profits elsewhere for the cryptocurrency mining, you know, community, and like here's a bunch of crap. If you want to go ahead and spend your time mining stuff, then here's something that has just like tons of cores for tons of processing and, you know, low voltage, and you feel like, you know, mining to your heart's desired, go for it. But just please stop buying the stuff that we made specifically just for video gamers that want to enjoy some video games and want to enjoy their Assassin's Creed Valhalla at, you know, max resolution on a 4K TV. Yeah. Like, stop ruining everyone's fucking day.
144 frames per second, you know, at 1440p.
Knock it off.
You know?
So,
but
I think it's awesome what they're doing. I think it's great. And it's as far as I saw, it's only NVIDIA that's doing this.
Yes.
The other company,
AMD.
AMD, they're not. I haven't heard anything about their graphics cards kind of doing this whole thing.
It's just because NVIDIA's better.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't think AMD's graphics cards
are... AMD, you guys are really good. If you guys still want to sponsor this video, feel free to sponsor
us and give us free graphics cards.
No, you guys are still really good. We truly would love it if you guys would kind of follow, I guess, like NVIDIA's role on this whole thing. It would be great. I think it's going to help a lot of people out. And like, I mean, I was super frustrated that I couldn't get a 30 series graphics card or an AMD graphics card when they first came out, man. I wanted was a little ray tracing, and I don't want to pay $1,800 for your 2090 RTX or your, you know, like that. It's ridiculous, man. All I wanted was this nice little $400 graphics card to,
like they used to be. You wanted
some Minecraft.
You wanted to play, you know, back in the day when you wanted to buy a 560, it was, you know, not even $300. You know, it was $260 or whatever it was. And now we're looking at just, you know, I'm looking at eBay right now, and if you wanted a RTX 3070, you're going to pay $1,500.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's out of control.
And
who's going to pay that? I mean, obviously people are.
Yeah.
And this article that I read is that these prices are actually driven because of the fact that the crypto mining currency community is actually pushing these prices that high specifically. So then that way, if you really want a machine like a 3080 or a 3070 or a 3090 that's going to push that many cores, that many gigahertz, and actually be able to like mine, you know, that many pieces of Bitcoin per hour, then you're going to have to pay a pretty penny for it. And that's why they're trying to create these other machines that are specific for, you know, to kind of like, you know, whatever, separate
the market,
two communities. And,
right.
And, you know, maybe when we get to the 40 or 50 series graphics cards, you know, gamers can enjoy a nice, you know, what?
Sure, they'll have a 4060 B for Bitcoin, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'll have an RTX 4060 for gamers.
And they're going to be reasonable price, like $200,
sure.
$300, something, okay. Like nice low-key.
You can't tell me that this isn't a reasonable price. So on eBay, NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3060 Ti Founders Edition, 8GB DDR6X graphics card for the low, low price of $15,000.
Dude, so reasonable.
Pocket change.
I could buy zero of those.
You could just sell one of your kids.
Yeah. To put this in perspective, in November of 2015, Bitcoin was $327. It's currently $57,000.
I remember when I was in high school and it was a couple of cents for a coin.
Right.
I remember just sitting there just thinking, like,
what a joke.
It's so stupid. People that are investing in this are so dumb.
Right. And now it's worth $57,000.
Now I'm the idiot, Mitch. Putting any money into Bitcoin, a made-up currency for people to buy shit off the black market.
So now there's a little bit of a glimpse of hope, a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel here. So NVIDIA released an article that said that on February 25th, NVIDIA is launching a $330 GeForce RTX 3060, which is now the lowest priced GPU in the latest line of graphics cards. This graphics card is basically going to be just a little bit under, obviously, the 3060 Ti. It has slightly lower CUDA cores. It's actually going to have, surprisingly, its base clock is going to be a little bit lower. So the 3060 Ti sits at 1.41 gigahertz. The 3060 will sit at 1.32 gigahertz. And then otherwise, though, the cool thing is that the 3060 is going to have higher boost clocks, sitting at around 1.78 gigahertz, which is about 112 megahertz up on the Ti, which is super cool. For a graphics card that is $70 cheaper. But matter of the fact is that it probably in reality, if you have the $70 to spare, you're honestly, just buy the Ti. Don't waste your time.
Right.
But this is going to allow you to, at least with the 3060, you are going to be able to play at 60 frames per second on any sort of title at 1080. Jesus.
Bless you.
Gage is sneezing COVID all over here, even though he's inoculated. So you could get the RTX 3060, and you're going to be able to play any title at 60 frames per second at 1080p. Now, how it's going to perform on 1440p, we don't know, or 4K, we really don't know. But the beautiful thing is just that the specs look amazing. It's comparable to basically like a 2080 RTX, which is pretty amazing. So if you have anything lower than that, this is going to be a very good choice for you at $330. And otherwise, NVIDIA also released that, unfortunately, their demand for graphics cards are going to remain pretty restricted through the rest of basically the first quarter guaranteed. Second quarter, you're still going to see some pretty rough stocks.
Hey, you're not going to get anything.
I don't know how else to break it to you guys.
This you fall.
Know? So, do you think that
maybe
COVID has played a large factor into why there's?
Oh yeah, easy.
That and the spike of just like we talked about cryptocurrency.
Yeah,
it's affecting it for sure.
So, I watched another this YouTube video, literally just actually this morning, that talked about cryptocurrency and saying that, you know, there's specific points in time that have kind of, you know, materials that have kind of like come into the world that were pretty much considered gold. Like starting out with gold, gold was considered, right? It was.
It's the gold standard.
It was gold. Then you got oil. Oil was gold. Oil ruled all. Oil still kind of rules all, right? Now they're starting to say that cryptocurrency, some people think, and believe it or not, like, older generations, Warren Buffett and, you know, Bill Gates think like, no, cryptocurrency is just kind of a minor thing. It's going to crash. It's worthless. Don't bother investing in it. And then you have more up-to-date people. For instance, Elon Musk, who personally, I'm a big fan of, and he thinks that cryptocurrency is honestly the future. He thinks that Bitcoin is the future, that Dogecoin is the future, that basically any sort of cryptocurrency is really the future. It's going to become the new currency because when he firmly believes that he is going to go ahead and just like, you know, whatever, populate Mars, that we're going to need like this cryptocurrency basically in order to kind of like transfer between worlds, this, you know, level money delegator and currency that can go between worlds. And, you know, I'm not going to lie. Like, I kind of believe it. I put a little bit of money into it. I kind of don't believe it. It's hard to believe. It's a big risk. But nonetheless, though, it is affecting our gaming technology just because of the fact that Elon Musk, who I think a lot of people believe in, especially the gaming communities, have so much belief that he is truly kind of like the guy of the future, the Iron Man, and everyone's just like farming for this stuff. And some people think that crypto will become like a $200,000 a piece cryptocurrency, and it's only sitting at like whatever, you know, 40,000 right now, or 57,000 right now. And so everyone wants to soak up these RTXs and these graphics cards to try and mine this stuff, because they truly are trying to follow like Elon, thinking that this is like the money of the future, and that if you buy it now or you mine it now, you're going to be rich in like 10 years.
Well, and Elon has 45 million Twitter followers. So if he says that that's the future, there's going to be that many people out there buying graphics cards.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is affecting, you know, the supply for people who just, you know, they want to go out and play Doom Eternal at 1440p at, you know, 144 frames per second.
Man has enough following that he pretty much can just determine the market.
Yeah, exactly.
He tweeted about Dogecoin just a couple of times, and the second that he tweeted about Dogecoin, the market immediately spiked.
It blew up.
Like 500%. A ridiculous amount. I mean, everyone wants to follow the richest man in the world, thinking he's the smartest man in the world, and by no doubt don't think that. I think Elon is incredibly good at business and engineering and all that kind of stuff, but, you know, I guess following him and saying that cryptocurrency is the future, it's really kind of up to you. I don't know. Don't take my financial advice. This is in no way. Here's a disclaimer. This is not financial advice. Do not listen to me. You do what you think is best. Do your research. Do, you know, your due diligence. You buy Dogecoin. You buy Bitcoin. If you truly think that it is the future, I don't know. Follow whoever the hell you want. Just don't follow me and don't blame me.
Yeah.
I'm risking my own money. Don't follow me. But anyways.
Invest in beer.
Yeah. Like the rest. Yes.
Invest in tech, brews, and games.
And one day we are going to probably record this stuff and put it on YouTube. Right now we have towers of beers going around the table. Actually, except for Mitch. I got a tower of 4.
Loser.
Gage has a tower of 4. Mitch only has a tower of 3. Loser.
Well, that's because I've been throwing mine in the recycling bin.
And
so not an animal.
Busy robbing homeless people. So, you know.
Allegedly.
Cool too. Allegedly. You use allegedly a lot. I don't think you're using that word correctly, but, you know.
No, I mean, can you prove it?
Allegedly, I could.
No. Okay, now you just used it wrong.
Okay, so CPUs. Why in the world are CPUs backordered? What's going on with CPUs? What are the new CPUs? What are the old CPUs? Why? Where are the generations of CPUs sitting at, Gage?
Well, in terms of, you know, availability and stuff, Intel's going to be easier to access, easier to buy, because they have years of, you know, relationships with distributors, with people who produce them. And, Intels are easier to find. That doesn't make them better. That's the biggest problem with AMD right now, is that they don't have the resources. They don't have the, you know, companies to manufacture their processors. That's why we're not seeing many, you know, AMDs and pre-builts in laptops, that kind of thing. We're still seeing Intels, while AMD is still, you know, they're better than Intel right now.
Yeah, and I think with that being said, I mean, Intel ruled the market for a long time, and just recently, I think AMD really kind of took it over with their new Ryzen series.
Sure.
Like 100%, you know. They came out with the Ryzen series, and they were creating these CPUs that had like 36, 38 cores, whatever it was.
Right.
Just insane gigahertz. I mean, it practically didn't even have to be overclocked. I mean, it was ridiculous what they were doing.
Sure.
With the CPUs, but nonetheless, though, I think another really interesting thing that or AMD did that Intel is not doing is AMD is attempting to make these CPUs that are based on generations, where you can buy like a motherboard that has, you know, a socket type that can be utilized for like a couple different generations. And then that way you can stick with AMD if you want for like five or 6 years, and it helps
you need a BIOS upgrade, and that's it. And you can go from a, you know, first gen to a third gen.
Yeah.
You know, and you keep going for another 3 years, whatever. You're with AMD for a long period of time without investing $2,000 into building a new computer.
Whereas, like, Intel, though, they have, like, a new socket every year. It's ridiculous.
Or
like,
a new chipset.
A new chipset.
You go from, you know, 3070 to 40, you know, it's ridiculous.
It's like buying a new console every single frickin' year, every 2 years. Exactly. For those of you that are, like, Xbox or PlayStation users, like, you know, when Intel sits there and they update constantly their chipset, you have to buy a whole new motherboard, which almost requires you to buy a whole new RAM, which requires you to pretty much like rebuild your whole computer. At that point, you get sucked into the new egg fucking realm where now you're buying a new case, you're buying a new RAM, you're buying new like everything. Next thing you know, you want M2 cards, and then you know, you just blew like $2,000 all of a sudden. You wake up, you black out, you wake up, and you're just like, holy crap, what did I do? Next thing you know, your wife is leaving you. Like, I don't even know. We're going down the rabbit
hole. You wanted, you know, to get a few more FPS on a game.
Because you were sitting at 40 FPS on Call of Duty, and you weren't happy.
You just wanted 60.
But, like, you know, yeah, it's seriously, though, like, AMD is doing such a good job at creating, like, amazing CPUs, and they're making it where just sticking with, you know, they have one socket type that works for multiple motherboards, and that way, like, one motherboard will cover, like, Zen 1, 2, and 3 CPUs. Yeah. That way, you buy one motherboard.
They've been on AM4 for 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah.
Socket type.
Yep. And it's amazing. And, you know, and the beautiful part about owning, like, a home-built computer is, like, these things are meant for anything. You don't have to just be, like, a video gamer. If you buy a computer from a video gamer, you can expect to get the best quality for running a computer.
Or, you know, best quality other stuff other than porn.
Rendering.
Yeah.
YouTube. Video editing. Business. You know, 3D models of skyscrapers. 3D, if you're Mitchell, 3D models of porn.
3D CAD.
3D CAD. I mean, really, like anything you want. Gaming computers, man, are meant for literally anything. They are kind of the all-around beast of a computer. And if you know what you're doing and you know who you're talking to, just, you know, call Gage, call me, email us, you know, at techbrewsgames@gmail.com, and we will help you build a computer. And these things are just all-around beasts. And if you want something that's just good for YouTubing, like, we can build you that, whatever, it doesn't matter. But nonetheless, though, when you buy these CPUs and these graphics cards, like, they last for so long. Now, and that's kind of why I think we all went with computers in the end, is just because, like, when it came to consoles, eventually, you know, the Xbox One just couldn't do 4K video games like a computer could. You know, they couldn't do VR gaming like a computer could, and they still can't. And PlayStation still can't, and that's why you buy these products. But it's so frustrating that they're backordered.
Yeah, and you got to remember too; these games are built on PCs. They're not built on an Xbox. They're not built on a PS5. They're built on a PC, and they're optimized for PC. And many of the games are better on PC.
And so you can actually purchase like programs that'll help you monitor your PC. I don't want to name any sort of programs just because we're not sponsored by anyone, but there's specific programs that will track viruses, that'll, you know, track malware, that'll track like all that kind of stuff to really protect your home computer and just keep you up to date. And otherwise, I mean, you can continue to use like, you know, just Windows updates just to keep up to date on all of your kind of stuff, and then just know that, like, whatever, like every like 5 to 10 years you might need to upgrade your computer. I mean, it's almost the same rate that a console would. Just know, though, that your computer is going to keep up with video gaming better than any Xbox or PlayStation possibly could, because your computer can push updates better, faster, harder than your Xbox or PlayStation console could, and they're just so limited to what they are really kind of capable of. You know, it's really kind of comparing, you know, a laptop to a full-blown computer, like massive computer parts compared to computer parts that were, you know, built to cram inside of a small box with low cooling and...
Right.
I don't know how...
You have the thermal capabilities in a big computer.
Yeah.
And I built my parents a new computer in 2012, and they still have it, and they still use it on a daily basis. You know, you're not going to play the newest game on it, but you can still browse the internet, you can still do what you need to do on it, and it still works great.
And you can still play the newest video games, it's just not going to be at the highest quality. You're going to be at,
you know, 1080p, but you're still going to get 60 frames per second.
What do you really need, though? Like, right. I don't know, it depends on how serious you take video gaming. Are you a full-time streamer? If you're a full-time streamer, then yeah, I think you should already be, hopefully,
sure,
building your own computer.
I can't imagine anyone that's streaming isn't streaming from a computer, honestly.
Right. There are some streamers, man. I've seen streamers that stream from Xbox and PlayStation. It's unbelievable that they even do that.
They use a PC to stream the game.
Yeah.
Yes.
They have
a
capture card on their PC, and then they
go to graphics cards and everything else,
rendering through a PlayStation or Xbox, right, which is
it,
like...
They just have a capture card. That's all it is in the PC. Yeah. Because they have, you know, Spider-Man, it's a PS5 exclusive, whatever it is. You have to have that console.
So... And I think with that being said, though, it's just, yeah, we hope that 2021 is going to get better. We have, you know, comments and notes from NVIDIA that they are going to continue to get better, and that it should just be this first quarter of the year that's going to be difficult when it comes to them building, processing, manufacturing all their 30 series graphics cards. It actually already sounds like they have a lineup ready to go for their 40 series graphics cards. From what I've heard, it's going to be about a 50 to 75% increase from the 30 series. I'm sure that shit is going to be cheap. I mean, I don't know, whatever. But get what you can right now. I think the new Ryzen CPUs are absolutely amazing. If you personally ask me, if you guys are looking to build a new computer, Intel, it's always a good option. Right now, AMD is kind of owning that market, though, if you ask me. And otherwise, I mean, if you're asking about, like, RAM, you guys, you still really only need, like, 16 gigabytes. If you want to go all out, you can get 32. But, you know, otherwise, like, technology is just advancing so fast. I mean, I want to buy an M2 solid-state drive so bad for 1 terabyte for, like, $82, which is insane for how fast those things are. But in reality, it's like, I don't know, if I wait another 2 years, I'm probably going to be buying like 100 gigabyte, you know, maybe even, you know, a couple terabytes even, M2 card that's just worth like nothing, because they just came out with, studies were showing that they came out with a brand new hard drive that is capable of storing 82 terabytes under a high pressured system, basically, which is just insane. 82 terabytes? Dude, what do you even need 82 terabytes for? I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. It's a lot of games.
There's a lot of porn out there, too.
Yeah. It fills up quick. Let's put it that way. And you know what?
I wouldn't know about that, Gage, because I don't do that kind of thing. And if Margaret's listening, just...
You don't play games?
I don't watch porn. So,
so anyway, we're here. We're on the side of gamers. Buy what you need to buy and play games.
That's it. So, any last remarks?
11th gen Intel comes out this year. It'll be better than Ryzen in terms of games, but not for long. It'll support, you know, 4th gen, or PCIe Gen 4, which Ryzen has supported for 2 years now. So,
Woohoo. You know,
there's options out there. So, find what's good for you and buy what you need to buy. That's pretty much it.
Mitch?
I would say scalpers stop scalping, which just makes it worse for the rest of us that actually enjoy playing games.
I don't like it when you guys say that, because I was so close to scalping my 3060 Ti because...
Right. I would have disowned you as a brother.
Look, if you can,
I couldn't help it, man.
Buy your graphics card, buy your stuff from a local retailer. If you have a Micro Center, you know, go there. Buy it from them. Don't buy it from online. Don't buy it from eBay. Don't push those prices up. Buy them for as close to MSRP as you can, and we'll get them for that.
Or, like I said, utilize the Hot Stock app. We're not sponsored by them. It's just what I used, and I was able to get
a Mitch and I aren't sponsored by them. Robert is.
Yeah.
I'm not sponsored by anyone, but I was able to get a 3060 Ti.
Every time he does mention their app, he does get paid.
75 cents.
But seriously, I'm going to contact Hot Doc, you guys owe me some serious money. This is bullshit. But anyways, I was able to get a 3060 Ti using their app. It was, you know, totally worth it. I love playing, you know, Assassin's Creed Valhalla on it. It's amazing. Hopefully you guys, like NVIDIA said, this first quarter is just the rough quarter of 2021. This year's turning around. If you guys look at the COVID cases in the U.S., you know, shit's dropping like a rock. And, you know, hopefully by second, third quarter, you guys will be back to normal. Everything will be in stock. You can buy whatever you want. Toilet paper. Everyone can wipe their ass again. It'll be great. Absolutely phenomenal.
People were doing that before?
Or just buy a bidet.
No more sitting in your own shit.
Yeah, I just kind of... I thought you just had to change the underwear.
I mean...
We might do something wrong here.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
We'll talk after this podcast, I think. So, anyways, you guys, thanks for joining in. We appreciate it. Thank you for joining in. Welcome to Tech Brews and Games. Join us on the next episode, and cheers.
Cheers.